Well, I got the car.
All the way around.
Went all around me. Uh-huh. But he went on the same side both times. He went up, you know, if I'd have just known what he was going to do and moved off up there and he kept still, he'd have went by me. But I got that collar and got on the other side of the tree again, you know. I wanted to face him. And I got it and I was playing it up pretty good. I thought, well, I'll scare you or you're going to come over me. And he answered me and I laid the collar down. And I could hear him strutting. I could just hear him just coming right on. He was coming to me that time. And I had my gun just right out. I could hear him and I had it. Had my knee up kind of right flat down on the ground and had that gun just there, just ready for him to stick that head up somewhere there, you know. And of course I was looking all up and down there, place 30 or 40 feet up and down. And after a while he walked, there's three or four big trees down there, and he just stuck his head out behind that, on them trees there, you know, was looking or walking. And of course, naturally me having my gun down here, I moved, and when I did, he just, before I could shoot, he just ducked that head down, and that's it, you know. Now they just get that wise.
Is that right?
They really do.
Once he'd seen you, then that was it.
He left there. They usually sit in a put, and they'll leave town. Yeah, there. I left a fool with them. Of course, if you could just go out there and just shoot them down like I have a lot of time, it wouldn't be much sport in it. But I left for them to sort of be hard to get. I just left for them to. I think I can call them regardless. I've got to believe in that, you know, and I can fool him with that caller.
What kind of car do you have?
It's one I make. It's made out of, well, I make them out of cedar, or make them out of cherry, or I make them out of different things that way. They're a box collar, with a lid, you know, on them.
Oh, I see. You don't blow.
No.
No,
they're a box collar. Then I'm going to tear that. Let you pick it up on
that. Yes, that'd be fun.
But you'll have a skip in your tape there.
Well, that's all right. That'd be fun to hear. Hello, Mrs. Bell.
Are we taping it as we go?
Yes, we really. I'm having a great time. I hope I'm not staying too long. That's about what time do you folks eat?
Around 5 o'clock. It don't make any difference.
Hello. Very interesting conversation here. Your husband can explain things so that I can understand it. That's the...
This is fine.
That's the hen.
That's the hen.
Call.
The gobbler will come today.
I see. It's just rubbing the wood across.
Yeah, just rubbing that wood there across the side.
You've got to have a technique, I guess.